Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
That time again?
Always. Yes, it comes around so fast, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
This week, we're going to, I guess, veer from the norm. We're always talking about cats or dogs because that's, you know, that's the norm.
That's the norm
that we have at home.
Yeah.
Fish, birds, horses.
Turtles?
Turtles?
Uh-oh.
Okay, turtles. We'll talk turtles today. We'll yap and turtles. Also, bats.
Bats? No, I don't have any bats at home.
Just in the belfry, huh?
Yeah.
How about pigeons?
No pigeons, but I'm sure some people do.
Okay, well, we can talk to you about your animals, too, at 1-866-405-8405. Still got some of the kooky catnip to give away.
Yeah, the oil.
It's good stuff. You got to spray it on the toys. It's very potent. We've had good reports on it. If you get some today, you'll have to report back. Hi, Animal Radio.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Irene.
Hi, Irene. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cerritos, California.
Cerritos? You must listen to Animal Radio on
Coast.
Coast?
Yeah. I certainly do every Sunday morning.
Oh, I love... You're the one. You're
our
one
listener.
We love you.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think there are lots more.
Okay, well, Judy tells me you called for some of that kooky catnip oil.
I would love that.
Okay, what kind of cat do you have?
I have two Maine Coons.
Oh, wow.
One Siamese.
Mm-hmm.
One tortoiseshell.
Uh-huh.
And one gray and white.
How big are...
I have a house full of cats.
It sounds like it. How big are the Maine Coons? They're pretty big cats, aren't they?
Oh, they're just a year old. They're brother and sister. They are gorgeous, affectionate, and a lot of fun.
Well, you know that we just recently learned that Siamese are not usually attracted to catnip. That they don't carry a gene that most cats have, which makes them attractive to catnip.
So is that right?
Yeah, this will be like an experiment. We'll send you the kooky catnip oil, and if they like it, report back. Let us know if the Siamese cat likes it in particular.
That's interesting. I never heard that one.
I didn't either, but we have a friend who has a Siamese, and their cat doesn't like catnip, so we'll try it with yours and see what happens.
Oh, I can't wait to try him on that. He's the boss of the house. He's 5 years old, and he's not too happy with these two brash little Maine Coons who want to chase his tail and so on.
But he's
the house boss.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll also get you qualified for the no-name giveaway, and I say that because in the no-name giveaway, we have this huge cat condo that we're giving away that would be perfect for a house full of cats.
Yes.
Yes, it would. Get my name in there.
Your name is in there. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
1-866-405-8405. Hi.
This is Cindy Golka.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. Where are you calling from?
From Diamond Bar.
From where?
Diamond Bar.
Oh, in the Los Angeles area.
You got it.
Listening on Coast, I imagine.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So do you have pets?
Yes, we have three dogs.
Three dogs. How are they doing?
We have two Jack Russells and a miniature pincher, and they're very healthy.
Uh-huh.
The two females don't get along too well.
Oh.
And one of the females is aggressive towards kids.
Towards kids? Like human kids?
Yes, like human kids. Along with the other female. She's aggressive towards the other female also.
Is this something fairly new that's happened, or is this something you've always known?
Well, this has been a constant problem since we got the miniature pincher. We found her, and we weren't able to find the owner, and we decided to keep her, not knowing that it was going to be a problem between the two of them.
Mm. How old were they?
The Jack Russell is 4 when it happened, and the miniature pincher was about 8 months.
And when you say aggressive, how aggressive is the dog?
Which one? Towards people or towards the dog?
Towards the people.
Towards the people, the Jack Russell will get right up in the child's face. Never any biting or anything, but definitely within a finger of the nose.
Okay.
We're trying to have a child. It's my friends and my niece that have come over, and it's, been an issue.
Okay, well, it's really important that they understand how to interact with the animal, especially if it's an aggressive animal. We have a DVD we just got in called Dogs and Storks, which we're going to actually give you a copy and let you try it out. It might give you a little information how to work with the aggressive dog and humans and perhaps hopefully solve this, okay?
Definitely. Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Hold on 1 second there. We'll need to get your information off air. 1-866-405-8405 is the number. We actually have a few of these, so if you're interested in learning a little more about how to introduce your baby to dog or to cats or to any animals, we have a few more we can give away too. Five more,
puppies,
right?
Yes, okay. We do.
1-866-405-8405. You know, when I was a kid, I had a snapping turtle.
I'm afraid to ask.
No, for real. My dad brought home a snapping turtle, and he lived out back all summer long, and then we brought him back to the reservoir, Cherry Creek Dam, Denver, Colorado, for the winter.
We had a box turtle in Virginia.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where are we calling you?
I'm in Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. Actually, I should remember that. We were yapping with your old man about... We were, weren't we? These two
yes.
are related. Okay.
Yes, we've had him on the show.
He's kind of like what you call a turtleologist, huh?
I guess you could use that term.
He's into his herps.
Oh, he's into his turtles. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. And you became his wife, wrote a book about this.
That's right.
Called Confessions of a Turtle Wife, a Man, a Woman, and the Turtles That Threatened to Come Between Them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
A great, fun read. Just quickly.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about my life with Alan, which when we met, he had no turtles. We got together. We got involved. We went to the Bronx Zoo, and he found a posted flyer saying, volunteers wanted, New York Turtle and Tortoise Society.
Uh-oh.
Well, he joined. 2 minutes later, he was their adoption chairperson. This meant that everybody in Manhattan who was, or Queens, or Brooklyn, or Staten Island, who was giving up a turtle came to our house and dropped it off.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we had people coming, it seemed to me, 5 days a week. Maybe it was four. Seemed like five. Dropping off turtles, picking up turtles. I was just in shock.
Well, now in all fairness, he started his turtle hobby after he met you. I mean, it's not like
he was actually, when
it.
He was a child, on our first day, now we met through a personal ad that I placed in New York Magazine.
Uh-huh.
He did not mention turtles in his letter.
But
on our first date, he says in passing, he had 30 pet turtles when he was a kid.
Oh, no.
I thought, ancient history, so
yeah.
what?
It's over with, yes.
It's over with. I don't have to worry about this.
Well, yeah, sure. You would think that was in the past. I mean, even why I had a turtle as a youngster, but doesn't rear its head today. I'll tell you that right now. But when did it become sort of like obsessive?
The minute he joined the Turtle Society, it was obsessive. I mean, they made him, you know, the adoption chair right away because they said, oh, we need help. And this guy is just head over heels with these animals. He's the one.
You knew that was trouble right then and there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, suddenly there are tanks all over the house, the apartment, a New York City one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, no.
So now we have, he's got four of his own turtles, and then he's got about 15 transients uh-huh. who are coming in, and he needs to find them homes.
Oh, okay.
So he feeds them in the bathtub every night.
Oh, no.
He fills it with water. Uh-huh. He cooks for them.
Well, you must be very tolerant.
I guess I was.
Well, now
I was just sitting back going, this is so strange.
Uh-huh. What did he do before this? Did he have any hobbies before this? Anything strange like this?
Not like this.
You got to tell people that, I don't know if you want to tell them how the book ends, but you sort of fell in love yourself with maybe
yes.
some of the herbs.
Yes. Well, after a while, I mean, first of all, it was such a funny situation that I started writing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just hysterical. I mean, you couldn't go on vacation with the guy without finding a turtle.
A
What do you mean?
Or a turtle sitter.
Or a turtle. You need a turtle sitter. I mean, when we went on our honeymoon, we needed a turtle sitter. His cousin Pearl was our turtle sitter, and she was scared out of her mind that she would do something wrong and kill one of his animals.
Oh, yes.
You know, and she was fine. I mean, it all worked out okay. So we're in Paris. And we go to the left bank. I mean, this is the first thing we had to do in Paris. I want to see the Louvre.
Of course.
He wants to see the pet market, you know, on the left bank. And there are turtles there. The first thing we did in Paris.
Isn't turtle like even a delicacy in France? I mean, they actually eat turtles there?
I don't believe so, but turtles were a delicacy in the United States.
Wow.
Terrapin soup. Was a delicacy in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
Uh-huh.
Terrapins are turtles you can see in the New York area around Jamaica Bay. They're marsh turtles, mm-hmm. and they're gorgeous. And they are threatened, as are many turtle species.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, one soup for the aristocrats.
People, don't eat your turtles. Please, love your turtles. If people want to learn more about turtles and perhaps read your book, where would they go?
Well, they can go to turtlelife.com, which is where they can read the first chapter of my book.
Good. Get a sample for it, and then could they buy it there?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes, they can, absolutely. And they can also go to Herp, H-E-R-P, Arts, A-R-T-S, .com, where we sell, this has become a way of life now, we sell reptile and amphibian gifts at Herp Arts.
Well, you sound happy.
Turtles are actually fabulous. It took me a little while to, you know, get on the bandwagon.
But if you can't beat them, join them.
That's right. They're gorgeous. And they're interesting. And we hatched two, and in fact, if you go to Turtle Life, we hatched two baby box turtles last week.
Oh, wow.
They're both the size of a quarter. We watched them come out of their eggs, mm-hmm. and they're fabulous, and it never gets dull.
So now you have to confess, you actually have your own turtles?
I have my own turtles.
Uh-oh.
What's
She's
this?
Been converted.
I've been converted, yes.
Very good. The book, Confessions of a Turtle Wife, a Man, a Woman, and the Turtles That Threaten to Come Between Them. We have five copies for you right now. Confessions of a Turtle Wife to you, 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. And then, of course, if you don't get through today, you can pick this up just about anywhere, but visit turtlewife.com to get the scoop. I guess that's your site, and his site is herparts.com.
Well, herparts is actually our site together.
Oh, okay. Now it is.
Now it is. Okay. Now it is, yes. And you can also get the book on Amazon.com.
Very good.
So everywhere.
Anita, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Animal Radio.
Network.
Here at Animal Radio, we get all kinds of good stuff to play with.
Sometimes the first time a product comes out, we're here to test it.
This week, we've been testing out the new SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung. It is so cool.
It's so small, it's rugged, it's water resistant, and you can use it in situations that would just pulverize a regular camcorder. You don't need two hands or any hands at all to hold the camera.
Which means you could be driving a vehicle, skateboarding, a tightrope walking, skydiving, conducting criminal sting operations, or even putting the camera on Nike, the studio stunt cat.
Not for the faint of heart.
Finally, we know where he's picking up all those burrs when we let him out in the morning. The SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung is so easy to hook up to your Mac or PC. I know how you get like really sick when people shoot their own videos. It has one of those built-in image stabilizers. Go to your favorite electronics store and tell them you want the SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung, and you can have it strapped on Fido this afternoon.
Find out who's really digging in that trash, your husband or your dog.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph, so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete, forming hanging a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Are we back? We're on the air.
Oh, boy. She's still in the bathroom. She's been in the bathroom for a few minutes now. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is Judy around?
Well, she actually just went to the little girl's room. This is Hal, though. Can I help you?
Well, Hal, this is Jan Johnson.
From South Lake Tahoe.
You bet your booties, Dad.
Oh, I haven't heard you in so long. I need a little Jan Johnson fix.
I listen to you every Saturday, darling.
Oh, good. Hey.
Sunday.
Did you know?
What is today?
Well, today is Saturday. Yeah, I believe it is.
I hope it is.
I came to work today. Hey, listen, we're going to be in South Lake Tahoe August 13th and 14th. We'll be broadcasting live. And we're actually going to be at the Wildlife Center there, broadcasting live. And then we'll also be at Petco in Carson City. We will have all kinds of gifts and great things. Can you make it out, Jan?
When are you going to be in Carson?
It'll be August 13th at 2 p.m. at Petco. And we'll actually be doing an adoption event. There'll be some animals out there. And we're going to bring all kinds of great things to give away.
Oh, golly, you kids.
Yeah, are you gonna come out and visit us?
Oh, I hope to.
Okay.
And the 14th of next month.
No, it's August 13th. We'll be there the 13th and 14th, but we'll be at Petco on the 13th at 2 p.m.
Yeah, with the Wildlife Center, though, you'll be there.
At 10 a.m. 10 a.m. the 13th. See, it's all on the same day.
Oh, okay.
They have us working ragged.
Different days.
Yeah, they have us working ragged.
Oh, I'll tell you. It's so wonderful.
We get such a response from South Lake Tahoe. We have so many great listeners that it's going to be so fun to visit because we'll get to put a face with everybody's voice.
Yeah, like me, sweet little old gray-haired broad.
Oh, really? Now, what do you think I look like? You think I'm bald and fat, don't you?
Never, never.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. I'm on radio for a reason.
Yeah, Come on. Come on.
But
yeah, but you're a youngin', honey.
I am a youngin'.
Well, I'm not.
You know what?
I am at heart.
You are at heart. You are in your head. You're probably younger in your head than I am.
Well, I'm 80, dear.
Yeah, but you're only 17 in your head, right?
I'll never grow up.
I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you. If you need more information, head on over to the website. All the information about where we'll be and what time, or you can call us, okay?
I don't have a computer.
You don't have a computer?
No.
Oh. Well, then you can just call us anytime you want. Toll free.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. Know you're loved, you kids.
I will see you very soon.
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye, my heart.
Hey, well, you just missed Jan. She just called.
Miss Jan, I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
Okay, here's the deal. We're going to go batty in just a few minutes. But before we do so...
Too late.
Really have. We got an email. We sent someone some prizes.
Uh-huh.
And we sent him with our special stamps of pictures of Boog.
On our studio cat?
Our studio cat, actually on the stamps. Because you can make U.S. postage now. With pictures of your animals or pictures of anything.
Anything, and they're legal stamps. I mean, you can actually use them.
These are genuine stamps. And so we send out all our mail with these wonderful stamps. Someone asked us, how can they do that? What you can do is you can go to our website, animalradio.com, in the bottom left-hand corner. There is a, well, there's a picture of the studio dog, Rufus, and a 37-cent stamp. And you just click on that. And it will take you to through the ordering instructions, and you too can actually get hook yourself up with stamps and that have pictures of your animals on them. I think it is like the coolest thing.
Oh, it's awesome, and it's real easy too. They walk you through step by step, and it's a little bit more than the face value of the stamp, but you can get
not much,
but you can get different denominations, and it's just awesome. You have to try it. There's nothing like having a real stamp with your pet's picture on it.
It's a beautiful thing. Coming up, we'll also give you details about how you can qualify. If you don't know yet, you can qualify for the No Name Giveaway, which includes the Samsung camcorder, the sports camcorder, the Lowe's Hotel, all kinds of wonderful things in the package. We'll give you details coming up how you can qualify for that with your empty ink cartridges from your printer. That's all around the corner. Animal Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone with DAP. The DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane or to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps into the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing. Check them out at farnandpet.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Lowe's. Determined to be the most kid-friendly and pet-friendly hotel chain with fantastic welcome amenities for kids and pets alike, Lowe's has introduced healthy menu options for its pet room service menu. As well as its healthy kids menu. Lowe's has great summer rates. Check it out. Summer bungalows. www.lowe'shotels.com/summer. Also, Samsung. Check out the new SEX-105L. Multifunctional. It's a cool camera. We were checking it out yesterday. All the things that it does. It's a digital still camera, an MP3 player, a voice recorder, data storage, a webcam, all of that, including a sports camcorder. It's the SEX-105L from Samsung. Check it out at Samsung.com. Steps for Pets. They use all the best materials and stand behind all their dog mentions and cat condos. Check out the cat condo featured at Animal Radio's webcam, $169 plus free shipping. Visit stepsforpets.com. Stonesofglass.com for your personalized keepsakes. The Suncatcher, we're giving it away in the No Name Giveaway. It'll be personalized to a picture of your pet. They have all kinds of great artwork. Stonesofglass.com. We'll be back with more Animal Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Let me out. Let me out.
Could I come back in now?
A golden-bellied mangabey monkey named Takala got out of the new monkey exhibit at the San Diego Zoo recently. The $28 million monkey trails and forest tales had just opened, and little Takala found an opening himself. in the netting. He snuck out into freedom, leaving the zookeepers freaking out, searching all over for him. About an hour later, they were outside the zoo gates, and there he was, waiting to be let back in. I guess even if you're a golden-bellied mangabey monkey named Takala, there's no place like home. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
I'm talking about my dog Chance and what a great product Comfort Zone has been. He had a lot of severe anxiety, separation problems. He redecorated my house several times for me when I had left him alone. Through a friend who gave me as a gift Comfort Zone, I started using it about 9 months ago. At one point, I ran out of it for a month, and I saw a definite change in his personality right away. He's a small terrier-type dog, and he has a high energy level. Without it, he just is out of control. He can't seem to control himself. I worked nights, and I had hoped that I would be able to leave Chance by himself. Before I got Comfort Zone, that was totally impossible. He had even jumped through one of the windows in my home and came down to where I work. After using Comfort Zone, I'm able to leave him in the evenings. He's a very much calmer dog. Even in the daytime, he's more relaxed. It's a godsend. I don't know what we would do without him. I think it's a great product, and it's really changed our lives. Comfort Zone is a godsend for us.
It was a shock to find out that our cat Jake has chronic kidney disease. Still, we're lucky. Our vet started Jake on a renal support program that includes Apacadin, a new nutritional supplement that helps support normal kidney function. Jake even loves the taste of Apacadin powder. If your dog or cat has chronic kidney disease, take heart. It is possible to slow down the disease and to help your pet feel better and live longer. Ask your veterinarian about Apacadin, the renal function protectant.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Dr. John Hadidian?
Yes.
I pronounced your name right?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. This is Hal Abrams. How are you doing?
Hi, Hal. I'm well, thank you.
And well, I'm going batty here. We've had quite the show today. Animal Radio is about dogs, cats, horses, fish, birds.
Turtles.
We talked turtles earlier.
Now wonderful.
We're talking bats.
Yes.
Because you're a bat expert, aren't you?
Well, I work in a program that requires some knowledge about bats.
And what is that?
Well, it's the Urban Wildlife Program at the Humane Society of the United States.
Oh, very well. Yeah, we know very well. What do you do? What's your involvement? And how does it involve bats?
Well, the many things people do with bats, our particular focus is on conflicts when people have in their homes, or often it's a building where there are a colony of bats and residents. They don't know what to do. They want to get them out. They want, hopefully, to do it humanely, and we provide advice about that.
Why should bats be our friends anyway?
Well, like any animal, I mean, it's better to embrace them and think about them from a humane perspective than not. But besides that, bats provide an enormous variety of what we call environmental services.
Like what?
The principal one is that they will eat insects.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing.
Like spiders.
Yeah, well, even big time, like spiders. I mean, a single small little brown bat will eat somewhere between 400 and 600 mosquitoes a night, they say.
Wow. So they're very helpful. Now, they are cold-blooded, is that correct?
No, they're warm-blooded.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Why do people just freak? Why is there such a big stigma?
Well, there's a whole mythology that's built up around them over the ages, and people misunderstand, and often what they misunderstand, they fear, and when they fear it, then they try to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's been pretty much the case with bats until recently, when things have really been turned around.
I see them flying around my neighborhood. Where are they living?
That depends on the species.
Uh-huh.
There are two basic kinds of bats. One is more or less a solitary animal, and they often will live in trees. I mean, they will roost
really?
During the day in a convenient tree.
Wow.
And then the colony-dwelling bats, the little brown, big brown bats are famous for being colony living. They tend to go to places where they can all get together, and often that, in the past, it used to be those big old hollow trees that we had in the forests.
Uh-huh.
They're gone largely, and they're picking alternate sites, and very often those sites
are your
home. Places where, people's homes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's say it's the middle of the night. I hear this fluttering around. I go downstairs. I check it out. There is a bat in the kitchen. What am I to do?
Okay. Well, there are certain rules and steps that we advise people take. If the bat in question has been more or less seen or heard immediately upon its entry into the home and there's been no contact with another person, then what we recommend is help it find a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the first thing you want to do is open the window.
It's probably just as scared of you as you are of it.
Oh, absolutely. But what happens, especially in a larger room, is as you know, bats, they find their way around the world by sending out basically a form of sonar, bouncing sound off of objects and estimating where those objects are.
That's because their vision isn't that great. Is that correct?
The vision's not that great, and they have this super, super sensitive developed form of location that they can use to catch even the smallest insects in the air. So they're very cute about that. When they're in a room, what they tend to do is fly from wall to wall, and they swoop down to the lowest part of that flight right in the middle of the room. So people that are standing there watching the bat tend to think they're being attacked, but they're really not. The bat's just trying to find its way out.
Now, the bat won't bite me or my pets?
A bat will bite you if you somehow immobilize it or catch it when it's landed on a curtain or something and try and grab it. Now, that's something you should never do.
Uh-huh.
But most bats, virtually all bats, can be handled with leather gloves.
Really?
If you know what you're doing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you can also, the first step getting him out of the house is to try and open the window. He'll find his way out, he or she.
Uh-huh.
Second, if that doesn't work, what is generally recommended, rather than handling with gloves, and you can hurt it by crushing it or holding it too hard, too, would be to get something like a coffee can. Approach the bat, say it's sitting on a curtain, which is often where they will lodge themselves while they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Put the can over the bat, have a stiff piece of cardboard that you put on in between the opening to the can and the curtain, and then just kind of slide it so that the bat is trapped in the can.
Uh-huh.
And take it out and let it go.
What's this thing I hear? It's called a check valve or something? What is
check
that?
Check valves, yeah. Check valves are an ingenious device that was developed by a fellow named Steve France in New York, who is a bat expert, worked with them for a long, long time. It's basically netting. And you have a colony of bats, and it's the right time of year to exclude them from the house, which means they don't have babies up there. You apply the check valve so that over the opening that the bats are using to come and go into the attic or wherever it is they are, and what they do when they come out of that, emerge from that hole that night, they drop down because the netting is secured at the top and the bat can only go down to where the bottom has been left unattached or unfixed,
uh-huh.
Drop down through that. When they come back to get back into that roost during the early morning, they will go to the hole rather than to the bottom of the valve because what they do is they sense the air currents coming out of that hole.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Or olfactory cues, and they can't get through the netting, and they don't think to just drop down and climb back up. And voila, humanely, they're excluded.
Now, will we see bats all year round, or is it seasonal?
It's very seasonal because their dependency on insects for nourishment means that they have to go pretty much inactive when the insects aren't around.
Uh-huh.
So what they do is they hibernate.
They do hibernate?
They do.
Oh, wow.
I think we could probably learn some more about this at the Humane Society's website, which is www.wildneighbors.org, and the Urban Wildlife Program from our friends at the Humane Society of the U.S. Doctor, we thank you for spending time and going batty with us today.
It's been a great pleasure.
What next? Judy, what do you have next? Are we iguanas next? Kangaroo expert coming up here on Animal Radio.
There you go.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Thanks for making us the number one animal talk show in America. Probably the world for that matter. That's
Woo-hoo!
What I'm thinking. All thanks to you. And we're kind of thanking you with our summer no-name giveaway by giving a bunch of prizes to you just for listening.
Great prizes.
From Bissell, we have the Spotlifter Deep Cleaner.
From Steps for Pets, we have the Cat Condo or Doghouse.
By the way, you can see that at the webcam, or you can see a cat condo from Steps for Pets at the webcam at animalradio.com. From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets package, which includes a weekend with your pet at any Lowe's Hotels.
And the eSafetyAlert.com, the safety turtle receiver and transmitter, which alerts you if your animal should happen to fall in water.
Very good. Stones of Glass brings us the Sun Catcher. This is a beautiful piece of art designed after your a picture of one of your pets that you give them.
And Puppy Paws has the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet, along with the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
And from Samsung Electronics, the SCX-105L Sports Camcorder. And finally, from the Lunar Embassy, two parcels of land on Venus, Mars, or the Moon. We're on the level. All the details and pictures of everything at AnimalRadio.com. How do you win this? We'll give you details next after this break right here on Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
He just looks at me. Look at the way he's looking at me.
That's Boog, the
studio cat.
Really the owner of Animal Radio. On the webcam, on the steps for Pet Condo, if you want to see it. Just one of the gifts that we're going to give you in the No Name giveaway. And how do you win? It's so simple. Well, you do a lot of work on your computer, a little bit of printing here and there, and every once in a while your inkjet cartridge runs out. When it runs out, you usually throw it in the trash. No need to do that. Save it, because we turn it into cash, and it helps us provide educational programming, animal welfare programs, adoption events, all kinds of fun things.
Everything but Epsons. Don't send in your Epsons cartridges.
Yeah, we'll don't need your Epsons. Sorry, they're actually not recyclable.
No, they're not.
But any others, and we have a list at animalradio.com of all the cartridges we accept, and old cell phones too. So we don't want you to spend any money on postage for this. Actually, you can call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll send you a postage-paid envelope that you just put the cartridges in. It comes to us, and we qualify you for the No Name giveaway. That big list of all those prizes could be yours. And qualify as many times as you want between now and the end of September. We'll actually be doing the drawing, I believe, on the 1st of October. And we're actually adding something this week.
It hasn't been confirmed.
It'll be up on the website by the end of the day, okay? You can go see what it is. It's big. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Rayanne Cumulus talking about the pigeon.
Yes. Welcome to Voice of the Animal. It is well known that in polite company, there are two subjects that are never discussed, politics and religion. Might I suggest a third? Pigeons. At a recent lunch with friends, the subject of pigeons came up, and the response from the group at the table ranged from admiration to indifference to downright hostility. How could one species of bird invite such a wide range of emotions? The pigeon has a noble and divine heritage in ancient myth, one that is seen every time we gaze at the Pleiades in the night sky, those seven sisters that were once the daughters of Atlas. The hunter Orion saw them one day and was so taken with their beauty that he pursued them over hill and dale, until, in their distress and fatigue, they prayed to the gods to save them. Zeus took pity on them, turned them into pigeons, and placed them in the heavens, where, in the words of Tennyson, they glitter like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid. Pigeons were the first birds to be domesticated. In biblical times, they were even used to estimate the wealth of an individual. The more pigeons you had, the richer you were. In the time of Marco Polo in the 14th century, raising pigeons was considered a prestigious hobby, with pigeons traded all along the Silk Road. The first fantail pigeon in Britain arrived in the early 1600s as a gift from the ruler of India to Queen Elizabeth I. It was reported that whenever the ruler traveled, over 2,000 pigeons would accompany him, all housed in special carriers. There are pigeon racing organizations all over the world, and even an Olympics for racing pigeons. Homing pigeons are bred and trained to fly home, and are believed to use the Earth's geomagnetic fields to navigate. Even before Harry Potter's owl Hedwig delivered mail to Hogwarts, pigeon post had been used for centuries. Messages of great military importance, as well as personal correspondence, have been delivered by pigeons. The messages rolled and tied to the bird's tail feather. Julius Caesar sent pigeons back to Rome with news of his campaigns. The Arabs used them during the Crusades. In World War II, pigeons served honorably, carrying secret information at great risk to their own lives. After the war, of the 53 medals awarded for animal bravery, 31 were presented to pigeons. And then there is the tragic and truly shameful story of the extinction of the passenger pigeon. Every spring, the passenger pigeons would migrate from the south to their breeding grounds throughout New England, covering the skies for hours at a time, flying so thick they shadowed the earth. The birds fed on the beech nuts of the woodlands, and as these trees were steadily cut down and the great forest cleared, their food disappeared. But the true killing stroke was the commercial hunting of the pigeons that began in 1850. Laying only one fragile egg a year, even the huge flocks of pigeons could not withstand the indiscriminate massacre that took place. By the 1880s, the flocks that had once numbered in the billions were only in the hundreds, and by 1900, their presence had been completely erased from the wild. The last passenger pigeon on this earth died in a zoo in 1914. With them died a part of the history of our continent. To both the Native Americans and the early pioneers, the arrival of the passenger pigeons each spring was a cause for celebration. After a long winter with food scarce and provisions thin, the pigeon arrived as a messenger of hope against famine and starvation, helping to renew the strength and courage of the people. For these reasons, the passenger pigeon was accorded special attributes as a guardian and caretaker. When the white men massacred every last passenger pigeon, they took a part of the native people's heart as well. Whether they glitter with silver starlight, are awarded medals for their courage and valor, or act as a messenger of hope, pigeons have earned our respect and admiration. Just remember their story if the topic ever comes up in polite company. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
Thanks, Rayanne. Every time I look up at the Pleiades meteor shower, and I will think of pigeons.
Pigeons. Nothing but pigeons.
And that peaks about August 12th or 13th. Very soon, as well as our visit to South Lake Tahoe. The 13th and 14th will be live from Petco in Carson City, as well as the Wildlife Center. All the details at animalradio.com. Also, very delighted to announce that we'll be at the San Diego Pet Expo, broadcasting live September 24th. Just among many of our pet-friendly dates, that you'll get all the information at animalradio.com, as well as information about our new T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Limited edition for $9.95. What a great
deal.
What
a deal.
Very good. You can go to the website to find out more. Remember, if you get an animal this week, spay
or neuter. And don't purchase a pet. There are plenty of animals out there looking for homes. If you're looking for a specific breed, go to a breed rescue or just go to your local shelter and get that cute little cat or dog that's looking for a home.
Listen to what she says, folks. We'll be back next week. Have a great week from Animal Radio. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
That's your bottom dollar and your top dollar, all those dollars. Thanks for making us America's number one animal talk show.
Woohoo!
Couldn't done it without you. 1-866-405-8405 is the number. You've arranged to get, among all the experts and celebrities that you've arranged, you've arranged to get Carol Lee Benjamin on the phone.
I did.
And she is one of the great, great dog trainers of our time. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What city are you in? You sound kind of East Coast-y.
I'm in Manhattan, in New York City.
Wow.
All I heard was, hi, Hal.
And that's you could tell, huh?
I could tell. Mother Knows Best, The Natural Way to Train Your Dog is the book, a best-selling classic. It is great. First, you look at it, and you think it's a novel by... Well, no, it's a big book. It's got a beautiful cover. And the title, you think, well, maybe it's a novel. But no, it is definitely one of the best books that I have ever seen on training your dog a la natural.
Thank you.
And when you say the natural way, tell our listeners a little bit about what they'll find in the book.
When I was training, I was also observing dogs a lot and looking at litters and looking at dogs behaving while people were doing things with them and while they were on their own. And I got the opportunity to watch some litters and watch the way the mother was educating the puppies. And what impressed me about it is that it was the most effective training I'd ever seen in my life, that the mother never, ever had to repeat herself, that the puppy, unlike humans and whatever,
right.
And that she never harmed the puppies. She never did anything unfair or that they couldn't understand. Everything she did was absolutely clear, and you could see that the puppies felt it was fair. And the most amazing thing I saw was that this is a litter actually that's photographed in the book Mother Knows Best, and you could see these pictures that in this case it was a litter of boxers, and the mother would only correct one puppy, and she was correcting Lily, who was the alpha puppy in the litter. So Lily, being the most dominant dog, was also the naughtiest dog and the dog who experimented most. And the mother took a lot because she wants the dogs to experiment and to learn and to do things on their own and to become independent. But when Lily got out of line, it was too much, meaning that it might be dangerous for herself to do what she was doing. She was going too far away or whatever it was. The mother would correct her. And you could see how, first of all, you could see how symbolic it was that if she put a paw on her and knocked her down, what looked like an alpha roll, that it was really a symbol. She wasn't hurting her and she wasn't frightening her, but she was being really, really clear. Now, you listen to me right this minute. And the other thing that was fantastic is that the entire litter got the correction. There's one picture in the book where you could see the other puppies, like, sort of sneaking by while the mother's got a paw on Lily. Like, uh-oh, Lily got it again. We better be good. So when the pack is together and you correct one dog, everybody's getting it. It's opposed like a teacher in the classroom saying blah, 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 and all the kids hear it.
It's not just the one dog, but it's the alpha dog. Is that correct? Or the second-in-line dog?
Well, the mother, of course, is alpha. Mother, of course, is the one who's the smartest, and she's the one who's the most knowledgeable and the most experienced. So she's the teacher. And that could be one definition of what alpha means, is the one who's worthy of teaching, actually. And then in the litter, there's the puppy that's the most dominant. In a well-bred litter, the dogs are really close, but you could still see which dog is the one that will experiment the most. These are not bad terms. People sometimes use alpha or dominant as bad terms. They're not bad. It's just describing what is. Alpha is really an attitude, and when the human who has a dog to train is alpha, it's not so much what they do. It's really like the mother. It's who you are and knowing who you are, that you have an obligation and a right to train your puppy for the puppy's safety.
How can us humans use this to our advantage in molding the behavior of the young dogs?
Well, one thing, by making sure that we're clear and we're humane. And there's great popularity now. I may make myself unpopular by saying this, but there's great popularity now of training with food. And one thing that's very clear is that the mother dog never treats her puppies with food, and she never deprives a puppy of food. No matter how naughty a puppy is, the mother would never say, sorry, you don't get to eat this time.
Very interesting.
You know? So obviously the dogs don't think that, they think of food as nutrition for something that's for survival, not something for education. Education is done through physical things, which we could imitate with a very gentle leash correction. It doesn't have to be harsh, especially when you're training a puppy, or even by putting your hand in the puppy's collar to stop it from doing something, which is a terrific training tool. Or putting a hand in front of the puppy's face when you say stay, which physically lets the dog know what you want. And the mother also corrects very much so with her voice, not by anything that would be like yelling, but by the tone of voice. She lets the dogs know, her puppies know, if she's happy or not happy. And the name of the game is pleasing alpha. So if you want to say pleasing mom, that's the name of the game. The dog doesn't need a treat. The dog needs your pleasure when it does the right thing. And what that does is it creates a relationship. That's not giving a dog a disposable treat. What that does is make the relationship the issue. I do what I do for my dogs to make them happy and make them safe, and they do what they do for me to make me happy and make me safe.
That's very good. I like that.
Well, it's a great attitude.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I guess when we look to training our animals, we look to mom dog and see what she's doing in any of the elements. The book is great. It has not only the pictures you were referring to, but it also has some animated pictures.
The cartoons.
They're great. I love them. Mother Knows Best, Carol Lee Benjamin. We have 10 copies to give away to you at 1-866-405-8405. I guess we can just about get this book anywhere because it is a bestseller.
Yes.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever.
Correct. Online and also in the stores. And if it's not there at one moment, the store can order it for anybody.
Mother Knows Best, Carol Lee Benjamin. Thank you, Carol Lee, for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it.
And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim weight loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal
and Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Coming to you live from my bedroom, where I'm currently dressed in nothing but Hanes, and I'm proud they're a sponsor. Hey, I could be coming to you from my bedroom.
You're over there yakking and I can't
hear. Don't listen to me yakking. Whack job. Go ahead, say it. Lose our license. Well, license, like they'd give us a license.
I was gonna say, we have a license, it seems to me.
License to kill.
Hi, Tony. This is Judy calling from Animal Radio.
Hi, Ed. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
We're talking to Ed and Tony Eames.
No, it's pronounced Ames.
Oh, I'm sorry. Very good. Ames, like as in Ames, Iowa?
Yes.
Right.
But not spelled that way.
Right.
Correct.
Very good. You folks, both of you are blind, is that correct?
Yes.
And actually, one of you has been blind since birth. Which one?
Me.
Okay, Tony. You're 100% blind, is that correct? I mean, you've never seen the light of day.
Well, I used to have a tiny bit of vision as a child.
Yeah.
You know, I could see things in sort of two-dimensional outlines. Hmm. But I've never actually seen an animal, that kind of thing.
Okay. Ed, you became blind in your 40s, is that correct?
Correct.
And what disease, what do we attribute
to? Retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay. How did you two meet each other?
We met each other because I was writing a book about guide dogs. And I was looking for folks who had dogs just to get an idea of what it meant in their lives, and what their programs were all about to train them. And then I heard about Tony, who had a dog that did not come from a training program. That's a little bit more common now than it used to be when she had a dog trained for her by a former trainer. That was virtually unheard of. You know, you went to a school like the Seeing Eye or here in California Guide Dogs for the Blind or one of those programs. And so I was intrigued by it. Called her up, and that's how we met.
Now, when you were writing this book, were you already blind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, I was already blind, and it got my guide dog.
Your mission is to really enlighten people about what guide dogs can do. Is that correct, and how they fit into our lives?
Well, now the mission is beyond that. It's to educate people about what guide, hearing, and service dogs do for people with a variety of disabilities. So, you know, you've got your guide dogs who work with blind people that, like us. You've got your hearing dogs who work with deaf and hard of hearing individuals. And then the service dogs work with people with disabilities other than blindness or deafness. So you can have everything out there from people with physical disabilities, mental disabilities, seizure disorders, you name it. Dogs have been able to be trained to work with people with a diversity of disability-related needs.
Where do they learn this?
There are many programs out there.
Probably more than 100 in the U.S. alone.
Training dogs to do tasks for mm-hmm. people with disabilities. And that's very important because somebody who is disabled and has a beloved pet does not qualify under the law as a service animal, and that dog does not qualify as being able to be taken to public places. The dog has to perform a task to help mitigate your disability.
Wow.
And there are many, many programs that train dogs. There are many trainers, people who train their own dogs once they see the variety of things dogs can do for them.
And where do these furry friends come from? I mean, does somebody say, well, I want my dog to be a guide dog?
No, it happens
actually.
It's a tremendous
amount of training that goes into getting a dog ready to be an assistance dog. Assistance dog is the umbrella term of all the working dogs. There are programs that people can apply to, get on a waiting list for. There are private trainers who can be trained to train the dogs, but it's not a simple process. I would say that minimally it takes 4 to 6 months to prepare a dog, and not every dog has it in them to work in public and deal with crowds.
What is the criteria? How can you tell a dog is ready to be a guide dog?
Well, a number of tests, puppy
testing
tests.
Now, wait, you keep saying guide dog, and that's sort of separate from the other dogs. The guide dog schools have been established much longer than the other schools, and so most of them train and most of them breed their own dogs and put them in puppy homes and supervise them. It is very, very rare for a blind person to train his or her own dog.
Now, I was reading something in the book I thought was kind of fascinating. It was someone was trying to get one of these assistance dogs into a zoo.
Yep.
And what kind of problems did they face?
Well, initially, the problems were that the zoos had their policies, which they said were legal, which turned out not to be legal. So that all zoos now are under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which says that all public accommodations have to permit assistance dogs to come into them or onto their grounds or whatever else it is. Now, the issues that we were hearing about is that the zoo keepers, the zoo managers were worried about the impact on their animals. They were worried about our dogs sort of going berserko in the uh-huh. zoos when they saw all these other animals.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there was a major article about the San Diego Zoo here in California that we read about the day following our visit to our local zoo here in Fresno.
Uh-huh.
Where we were at the zoo, there was a memorial service for the former zoo manager, and he had been a good friend of ours. So here we are in the aviary, the bird sanctuary, with the birds flying around, paying no attention. It was somebody else there with a service dog and our two guide dogs.
Uh-huh.
And here we read a big newspaper article, you know, San Diego Zoo won't let assistance dogs in because their dogs might go berserk and they've got rare breeding animals.
And, they're worried that the animals will be so frightened that they'll, you know, the birds might fly into the wall and damage their wings, or the elk and the zebras, which are very scary security cat kind of animals, might crash into a fence and destroy themselves. Some of this is very unfounded. It's just worrisome.
It's been a fairly real, in fact, there's somebody we're working with who just had some problems at the Santa Barbara Zoo, a small zoo here in California, but what they finally decided was, okay, she could come in with the service dog, but they had to have special papers indicating that the dog had all up-to-date shots, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Well, the requirement of a health certificate of that nature puts an undue financial burden on the person with the service dog, because you got to keep getting those things renewed, and that's a demand that literally is illegal. So they said to this individual, well, all the other zoos do that. So we made a call around to a few other zoos, and of course they don't. You know, this is part of the mystique, the myth. You know,
the intimidation of people with disabilities. And, and the fact is that not every dog is well-behaved. And you had asked before, what are the criteria? If they go on the website of IAADP.org,
we also have received 5 copies of your book called Partners in Independence, and we're going to go ahead and give away those 5 copies to our first 5 callers at 1-866-405-8405.
Ed and Tony, we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Great.
Our
and
pleasure.
Judy, can you please send us a copy, an audio copy?
I will do that. I will hang on. I will get all the information when we get off the interview. Just a moment.
Okay, I'll let you do that, baby.
Animal Radio on the way.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
I can't believe it. I just realized that we'll be in 2 different states in 1 day as we broadcast live from Petco in Carson City, Nevada. And then cross the border, actually it's the other way around, cross the border to the Wildlife Center in South Lake Tahoe, August 13th. We want you to be there. All the details at animalradio.com. Also, we'll be live in San Diego for the San Diego Pet Expo. More details.
If you have a chance to come out to either one of these events, come out and say hi to us.
Yeah, even though it's 2 different states, they're near each other.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go to both. You can just go to one.
About 20 minutes.
30 minutes apart.
And, of course, it'll be great to see our friends in South Lake Tahoe. Get an email today from all over the country. You can email us at yourvoice@animalradio.com saying hi to Richard, listening on KVNA 600 in Flagstaff.
Hi, Richard.
Also, Elisa and Max. Max, which I believe is a Cocker Spaniel.
Hi, Elisa and Max.
And they're listening on WLBK 1360 in DeKalb, Illinois. Checking in from WPIQ in Manistique is Deborah and Vince. Now, I don't know if Vince is an animal or not. To WHFB 1060 in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Kurt is checking in. Yourvoice@animalradio.com is the email address to touch base with us. WEEU in Reading, Pennsylvania. Thanks for checking in. That would be Vic and Screecher Creature.
Screecher Creature. Uh-oh.
And also email from, actually, we don't know. It's anonymous from KVNS in Brownsville. Somebody listening on AM 1700. Thank you very much, all of you, for making Animal Radio the number one animal show in the country. We couldn't do it without you. And we hope we're making an impact in saving lives.
That's what we're here for.
Trying to keep those animals out of the shelters.
Yes.
No reason to give them up just because they have some behavior problems. There's ways around it. And we're here to help you with that, of course. And we're also here to load you down with prizes. And in the short amount of time that I have here in this break, before we go off to find out about CPR on animals.
Wow.
And Darlene, she'll also be telling us how to pick a trainer. Because it's kind of hard. There's so many different training techniques. The no-name giveaway, of course, includes the Bissell Spot Lifter, Steps for Pets, Cat Condo, the Lowe's Hotel, Pumped Up Pets Package Weekend, the E-Safety Alert Safety Turtle, Receiver Transmitter, the Stones of Glass Sun Catcher, the Puppy Paws Ankle Bracelet, and Puppy Pendant. Of course, we added the Samsung Camcorder worth almost $600. And last, or 2 weeks ago, we added land on Venus or Mars.
Or the moon, your choice.
Or the moon. For real, also.
Yes.
We've thrown in the perfect mood detector and a lighted leash and some Farnham Comfort Zone with Filaway or DAP. All of the details how you can win this in the summer giveaway, it's at animalradio.com. Everything's at animalradio.com. We'll be back with more Animal Radio, and you'll be learning about CPR on your pet. It could save your pet's life. That's coming up next right here on Animal Radio.
Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph, so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You were just telling me that a dog was just cloned, and the company that did it is responsible enough to say that they're not going to do it. They're not accepting any money whatsoever to clone animals.
Well, not to clone personal pets. I think it was over in Hong Kong, and what they were doing is they were doing it for stem cell research, and they stated they will not clone your family pet, but they will be cloning animals just for research for stem cells.
Hmm.
But there's other companies, unfortunately, that are still trying to do the dog cloning thing.
Yeah. And that have done it for money, and of course,
yes.
it's not a good thing to do.
No, most of the animals die within the first year. There's a lot of health problems related to cloning.
And I believe three have to die for everyone. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's talk about saving lives, and we're talking about, in this particular case, CPR, giving animals CPR. We have Chris Berkey on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Hal.
How are you doing?
I've been better. I have a little cold, but I'm okay. How are you doing?
Probably better than you at this point in time.
But that's good.
You're in Victorville. You are an instructor. Is that correct? A certified
correct.
Instructor for the American Red Cross?
Pet first aid, correct.
I didn't know they had pet first aid.
We do.
And any Red Cross or just?
I am an instructor for the American Red Cross, the Los Angeles chapter.
So anybody in Los Angeles could get CPR instruction, Red Cross instruction, American Red Cross certified instruction for their pet?
Absolutely. It started in L.A. area in 1997, so it's been going on for quite a while up there.
Uh-huh.
I went up there to bring it to the high desert area, and that's where I'm trying to teach now is in the San Bernardino County area, which is all the high desert.
Is there a big demand for that?
There is, it's growing out here. The community here is smaller, of course, than other than the Los Angeles area. It is also large in the Orange County area. So I'm definitely introducing this new program, this new class, to this community now.
And you call it mouth to snout.
Mouth to snout. Well, it is mouth to snout.
Yeah.
Okay, so why should we know mouth to snout?
Oh, gosh, there's so many reasons why to know it. It's just a precautionary. It's to save your pet or other pets. It's a very good thing to know.
Okay, for example, in what instances would I possibly use it?
If you found your pet choking on a part of a toy or a ball or
okay.
a rawhide,
okay.
You could use. You would be doing something what's called, similar to the Heimlich maneuver, it's called the uh-huh. abdominal thrust. And, of course, if you cannot get the object out, you would want to get air in, and this is where you would start doing resuscitation, which is blowing, you know, air into his mouth and snout.
Is it similar to what you would do for a human? Then?
Absolutely.
Okay. But you have to be a bit more gentle? Or
it is. It's different. We have, they have different breathing what do I want to call it? They pant differently. They have breathing rates differently. Heart rates are different. So we have to be careful when we're working with the animals. And they are very delicate, too, just like us, though.
Okay.
You can hurt their ribs and do things like that also.
I'm not real smart. Would I be able to learn it?
Absolutely. I teach it to four-year-olds.
Okay.
But now you don't use real animals.
I do not. I use what I'm using right now is I received rescue critters through an American Red Cross in New York. So they're children friendly. I didn't want to scare the children because I work with such young kids.
Uh-huh.
I wanted them to be able to accept the animals and to work with them hands-on training in that way.
These are
so
stuffed
I
animals?
Have what are called they're stuffed animals, and they've been gutted out, and they have the airbags in them, the plastic airbags, and of course now it comes out through the nose area. It's a hose,
uh-huh.
and then it has a nozzle on the end to keep it very clean and safe and healthy, mm-hmm. and we use it that way.
Can any diseases be passed from human to animal or
yes.
vice versa?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't
yes.
know that.
Animals do carry diseases also.
Is it yes. more common for us to pass diseases to them or them to us?
I don't necessarily know that question 100%. I'm not a veterinarian. But I do know that we can pass through the blood and the saliva, just like we can in a human.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. So you use, what are those, breathing masks?
We could use masks. We could use, I've made a homemade type, just using a cut-off water bottle, the small water bottles that we drink from.
Uh-huh.
And you could cut that off, put tape around it. You could always use that as a nozzle, so to speak, if you're out and there's an emergency, if an animal has been hit in the street or something like that and they're bloody or they're vomiting. You could always, you know, kind of wipe them off and put that over their nose and snout and blow through the little opening that you would be drinking from.
Oh, so
that
you
also works.
You put an opening at the big end.
It already has the no, it cut the bottle in a third.
Oh.
So you would kind of maybe tape it if you had something just to protect it from cutting them once you cut
right.
the plastic.
It would look like a funnel.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So that's one way to not transmit or pick up something from the animal if it's been injured.
Uh-huh.
Now, I see that you actually have heard of CPR techniques being used on lizards and birds.
I have heard of some of my my students have shared with me of incidents they have used that to their animals, their own actual pets, and they did save them, absolutely. One lady did share with me about her lizard that, or actually it was an iguana, that had fallen into the tub and lost consciousness and was drowning, and she also performed CPR in that way, and the animal, it lived.
Wow. Have there been any emergency situations where you've had to perform it on an animal?
I have had to do it on a few animals, yes.
Uh-huh.
And also a couple of my students have, too, so yes.
Okay, where can we learn more? Website?
Absolutely. My website is at my business website, which is www.cbprofessionalpetsitting.com.
Okay. And I see that, I don't know if this has happened already, you're having a car wash fundraiser.
Oh, my gosh. I put on wonderful events, special events that are going on continuously to raise money for my children program. This is a nonprofit. I go into schools, and I teach the children how to approach animals. I'm so worried about the children and animals being hurt of animal attacks, animal bites, children abusing the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm teaching in animal awareness, pet safety, and also the pet first aid in schools, Girl Scout programs, dog clubs, you name it. I try to get out as much as I possibly can and
wow.
spread the word.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Very good. Chris, we appreciate your time, and we think what you're doing is wonderful.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, listen up, Los Angeles. We'll put a link from animalradio.com. if you want to learn a little more about Chris's classes. I think that's very awesome. I couldn't think of any instances that I would use it, but...
But it's the emergencies. You never know what'll happen.
It's good to know nonetheless.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Another thing that's good to know if you're listening on KPTL or KOWL or KRLT, any of the many stations in the South Lake Tahoe or Carson City area, we're coming to you live in just a couple of weeks. August 13th, we'll be broadcasting from actually two states, one day. Is how that works.
Wow,
Carson
we're
City
amazing.
At Petco, and then the Wildlife Center in South Lake Tahoe. And we'll be actually there for a couple of days. We have a super secret location yet to be announced that we'll be doing something on Sunday, too.
Wow, what a weekend.
Yeah, it should be
Come
fun.
Come on out, so. Meet us. We'd love to say hi.
Of course,
we have a lot of giveaways.
Oh, you're bringing tons of giveaways. All kinds of good stuffs.
Good stuffs. Yeah, we have the good stuffs right here.
And, of course, all the information is at animalradio.com. And you'll also find the information there about the no-name giveaway, which includes the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
The Steps for Pets Cat Condo or Doghouse.
Sneak a peek at the cat condo at animalradio.com. There's the webcam, the studio webcam. And when it's not pointed on our ugly faces, it's on the cat condo from Steps for Pets. Cost $169. It's so cool.
What a deal.
From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets package. It's a weekend with your pet. From eSafetyAlert.com, they have the Safety Turtle receiver and transmitter. Very cool. It's a little alarm to just in case your animal falls in water or something like that.
Yes. And then also we have the Stones of Glass sun catcher, which will be a personalized sun catcher from a photo of your pet.
4.5 inches. It's beautiful. There's a picture on the website. Guess what? Website, animalradio.com. Yes, you're right. From puppypaws.com, the sterling silver puppy charm, ankle bracelet, mother of pearl heart with crystal puppy paw, bling bling pendant for you because you've been such a good guardian.
And the Samsung Electronics, we have the SCX10-5L Sports Camcorder.
And we actually put it on Nike, the Stunt Cat, and we'll be posting that video this week at AnimalRadio.com,
of course.
How ironic is that? And then we added the land, the parcels of land, two parcels of land on either the Moon, Mars, or Venus. Presidents have this.
Celebrities
have this. You will have this. It's legit. It comes with a little gift bag, which includes Farnam Comfort Zone, a lighted leash by Polybright. And some other goodies that we're going to throw in there also. You could qualify for that as many times as you want by sending us your empty ink cartridges. Get a free postage paid envelope to send us those cartridges by calling us.
All you have to do is call us at 1-866-405-8405 and we'll send it to you.
And you can qualify as many times as you want between now and September, the end of September.
Hurry up. Get those cartridges in.
There's more Animal Radio on the way with Darlene Arden. She's up next. She's going to tell you how to pick a perfect trainer. Something like that. That's all on the way right here on Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sizzle that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sizzle. There's about 7 or 8 different little sizzle posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell him Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
Hi, this is Hal.
And
and Judy.
From Animal Radio, we just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Every network has its star reporter. Let's see, CBS has Dan Rather. NBC, Stone Phillips. Animal Radio, of course, has Darlene Arden. Hi, Darlene. How are you doing?
Hi, Hal. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well.
Hi, Darlene.
Hello, Judy. What a great introduction. Thank
you. Well, you know, I figure you're always traveling around, always sort of reporting for us. Not sort of, but every weekend. We love to hear from you because you fill our little brains with all kinds of good information. This week, finding a dog trainer. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Finding a good dog trainer.
Finding a good dog trainer. You can find dog trainers.
Anyway.
The problem is they're not licensed anywhere. You know, it's caveat emptor, but let the buyer beware. And sometimes it's pretty scary. There are some people out there with some really old-fashioned ideas, or people who don't even know what to do with a dog, or they've maybe had one dog and decided, hey, I can teach other people.
I can make a little extra cash on the side, is what
exactly
I'm
right. And what they don't know fills volumes. Many written by people I do know. So, you know, and then it becomes an interesting thing because you have to weed your way through it, and everybody's on the Internet, and they'll set up these great Internet websites.
Uh-huh.
And then you start to read it very carefully, and you discover they wouldn't know what a dog was if it bit them on the ankle.
Well, so how
and
do
considering
you
the technique some of them are using, I'm surprised they don't get bitten, and maybe they do.
So how do you weed out the good from the
you
bad?
You need to weed out the good from the bad, and there really are some places you can go if you're on the Internet, or even if you're not, you can track these places down because they're phone numbers. The APDT, which is the Association of Pet Dog Trainers,
APDT.org
at the Internet, has dog trainers who are, for the most part, positive. I can't promise you that they all are. So here's what you do. You go to their selector, and I've got 2 more websites for you.
Okay.
But you go to their selector, and you find your state, and you'll find a list of trainers in your area.
Wow.
Do not pay, do not sign up until you have observed a class.
Okay.
If there's anything you see, don't take the dog with you. If there's anything you see that you don't like,
don't go back.
Just very politely say thank you and leave.
Is there any kind of certification that trainers get?
APDT now has a certification program. And you'll see the extra kind of initials after their name that they are certified. However, you still want to keep a close eye. I mean, you're responsible for that little life. And one of the things that has been proven, and the behaviorists have done the research, is that aggression begets aggression. So if you're using a choke collar, a prong collar, if you're doing anything aversive, that's going to backfire. People have done that for so long, and it's like, that's not good. It's like the difference between working for a boss who tells you, gee, that was really good, and then you'll do so much more.
Well, no, there's
someone who tells you you're stupid, you're ugly, and your mother dresses you funny.
There's a lot of, which I hear all the time, there's a lot of different techniques. What kind of technique? I mean, there's the treat technique. There's all kinds of techniques.
There are 2 techniques that I really like. One I like better than the other. And let me tell you about another couple of sites before we go on to that. The other is IAABC.org, which is the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. And many of these people are dog trainers. They, too, have positive methods, and they, too, have a place on their website where you can select by your state and then find your city. And clickertraining.com is Karen Pryor's website, and she has a list of clicker trainers find it the same way. There are two methods that I'd like to get back to your question, Hal.
Mm-hmm.
One is lure and treat, and it takes longer to fade the lure. In other words, if you were training a sit that way, you would take the treat between your fingers, and you would let the dog sniff it, and then you'd slowly raise your hand up so it's between the dog's ears, and his rear end's going to go down.
Very interesting.
Because his head goes up, the rear end goes down.
They don't back up?
No.
Wow, very interesting.
It's very interesting. Especially works well with puppies. It's like, you know, and you're in control because you're controlling your hand with the treat, and they're so fascinating. It's almost like hypnotizing somebody. You're doing this slowly.
Uh-huh.
The other is what I love, which is operant conditioning, better known as clicker training.
Okay.
You take the clicker, which can be a real clicker, which is like a party favor. They sell them in all the pet supply stores, and Karen Pryor now has one that has a very soft sound.
Judy actually has one. She uses it on me.
Yeah, I'm trying
it's
to train
how. It's very handy, isn't it?
Yes,
actually,
it is.
You don't need the clicker for that. You just look at him and say, nice tie. It'll work. Anyway, you can use that.
Uh-huh.
Or, by the way, I got that technique from Cheryl Smith. Isn't that handy?
Yes.
try that at a cocktail party next time and watch what happens. You can use a top of a baby food jar that makes a clicking sound.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's consistent, a barrette, an old-fashioned ballpoint pen, if you can still find one.
Uh-huh.
Any of these things that make a consistent sound.
Okay.
I like the real clicker because it comes in interesting, helpful, handy shapes. So you can stick it in your pocket. You can always have it with you. You can, you know,
right.
I always carry clickers with me.
You know, I still hear, which amazes me, people that don't want to be involved. They just want to hand their dog over and say, give him back to me when he's fixed.
That's so awful.
They don't want to take the time.
Because it doesn't work.
No,
you have to be trained. It's not just the dog.
No, they don't want to take the time. Well, if they don't want to take the time, then
they shouldn't have a dog.
Yes, it has to be. You have to start with training the human as well.
Okay.
Exactly. You're really training the human to train the dog.
Exactly.
Which is
so
the most
what good
important
does it do thing if they train the dog? First of all, you don't know how the dog's been trained behind your back.
Yeah. We say we're training the dog, but we're training the human. Listen, we're out of time.
Uh-huh.
The website, DarleneArden.com. You could get a link directly there from AnimalRadio.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.
Remember, if you get an animal this week, please
spay or neuter.
And don't purchase a dog or a cat. There are many rescues out there if you're looking for a specific breed, or just go to your local shelter. There's plenty of animals out there looking for homes.
See you next week for more Animal Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Bye.
You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.